As we mentioned, the CPB named a new president today. NPR's David Folkenflik has that story.
The pick was Patricia Harrison. She's served as Assistant Secretary of State since 2001, responsible for international educational and cultural programs. Harrison has been a polarizing figure for many inside the public broadcasting industry. She was active in Republican circles for many years, and in 1997, she became co-chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Neither Harrison nor her champion for the job, CPB Board Chairman Kenneth Tomlinson, were available for comment today. But Tomlinson made the case for Harrison's appointment Tuesday at an open session of the corporation's board, without once mentioning her name.
We have leaders of public broadcast organizations who've been activists for political parties. We have leaders who've run for Congress, who've worked in campaigns for president and Senate and governor. And we have had a long line of leaders through the years who've had ties with various White Houses.
Tomlinson said such leaders can help public broadcasting.
When people with partisan traditions come to institutions like CPB, they leave those traditions of partisanship at the door.
He's also argued that a prominent party figure like Harrison could carry more weight as an advocate for public broadcasting with the Republicans who control Congress. The board voted yesterday in private to appoint Harrison to the post on party lines, 5 Republicans in favor, 3 Democrats against. Harrison's selection was announced at the height of debate on the House floor over whether to restore budget cuts to CPB. Even some who had opposed Harrison said they hoped to work with her.
I told her I would love to see a rally of Republicans for public broadcasting on the Hill.
Beth Courtney is the president and CEO of Louisiana Public Broadcasting. She's a registered Democrat and CPB board member who says she voted against Harrison but offered her support.
I hope that she is quickly at work using her Rolodex to contact many of her colleagues and that we will see then an overwhelming bipartisan support for public broadcasting.
The appointment became one controversy among many after revelations involving Tomlinson. Both NPR News and the New York Times obtained email from Tomlinson in which he sought to advance White House priorities through policies and senior appointments at CPB. In addition, he viewed some news coverage on PBS and NPR to be biased and sought several ways to remedy and measure it. Public broadcasting executives interpreted those moves as a sign of political interference, and they had resisted Harrison's appointment as another politically tinged action. PBS and NPR officials released statements today saying they were concerned by the pick, but they said they'd work with her. John Lawson is president and CEO of the Association of Public Television Stations, an advocacy group for PBS stations across the country.
Patricia Harrison, by all accounts, has a reputation for competence and inclusiveness, and we'll make every good faith effort to work with her.
But Lawson added this note of caution.
It's time for the chairman of CPB, Ken Tomlinson, to respect the limited role of the chairman and let Patricia Harrison do her job.
The CPB did not release the length of Harrison's contract or her pay. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.